Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Day 3 here at the 45 Living Network. We're actually recording this a little bit early on day 2, so you'll forgive me if I come back day 2 here, because it's actually day 3, and it all gets very confusing when you're here about this campground, where it's sort of, it doesn't become meaningless, but it takes on significantly less meaning than it does out there in the world. And of course, I'm here with Mark, and joined now by Mark Gordon of Porcupine Real Estate. And we were just talking, you know, prior to this about introducing you and, you know, people wanting to move to New Hampshire. Your name is the first one that comes to mind whenever I think about that because of the jingle, PorcupineRealEstate.com. No, even knowing nothing else about it, I know that jingle and I know Porcupine Real Estate. That's where I would want to go if I wanted to buy a house in New Hampshire. So welcome to the show. And, of course, you're a longtime sponsor of Free Talk Live, and you're a sponsor this year of the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Yes, I've been a long-time sponsor of Free State Project events, and this is one of the biggest in the world for liberty-minded people. So I'm glad to participate and sponsor what I think is a really one of the best events in the world every year for libertarians, ANCAPs, people who just want to be left alone.
It is a huge event, certainly. The biggest that I've seen so far. I mean, last year was packed, and this year it's shaping up to be even more considerable as far as events go. So what inspired you? Were you drawn more to becoming one of the bigger sponsors? Because I know they have sponsors every year. Mm-hmm. But this year they have two top-tier sponsors, and that's you and the Goldback people. Were you drawn by the success of Porcupine Freedom Festival in the previous years, or were you just, these are where my people are, and this is where I should be anyway?
It's a little bit of both. I've always been supportive of Free State Project events over the years. I moved back in 2007 and started a small real estate firm. It was just myself. And just myself and an assistant. We've grown to now, I have 7 agents working for me, an associate broker and a full-time admin and office manager. So we've done pretty well working with the people over the years. And I just wanted to, you know, invest in the people that are making us successful, kind of put it back into the community. And I do everything I can to support the Liberty community in New Hampshire, whether it's hiring contractors, hiring photographers, hiring marketing people to help us in our business and keep the money circulating in our own ecosystem.
Yeah, and I wanted to talk about that a little bit because you took a big risk in 2007. You were a successful real estate agent in Las Vegas, and you decided to put, because real estate agents don't move. They don't. They pick a place, and that's where they live, and that's where they stay. And you took a risk on this little project, because 2007, I know what it was like. I was mover, you know, 134 or something like that. You came shortly
after me. Your mic is too low. I need you to get closer to it.
Okay. And the so when you moved, it seemed to work out. Now, there were other real estate agents, as I at least can recall one, when you moved. So you don't have first mover advantage. My guess is that it's competence that plays in. I'll say this. I mean, you were my real estate agent for the purchase of the house that I'm currently selling. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. I've made money.
Well done.
And
but you're selling a house in New Hampshire, so you can move out of New Hampshire. So
yeah, we don't talk about that part.
I mean, every time you buy, a real estate agent should be thinking that, right? Is that my client is buying, and you know, how are they going to buy? How are they going to sell? That's their job, is to represent. And I really felt like I had the best experience I've ever had with a real estate agent in that purchase. I really felt like I was covered. I know you saved me big on the cellar the basement situation that we had. And, my recommendation, of course, to anybody moving to New Hampshire is use Porcupine Real Estate. But what do you think it was? Why do you think that you were successful when other real estate agents existed for the Free State Project very early on?
There were a few reasons, and thanks for the kind words, Mark. But first of all, I was competent. I'd already been in the business for 12 years in Nevada. So I knew what I was doing and took a very professional approach to starting the business here. Another thing was I would go about anywhere in the early days around the state to help home buyers find a place. You know, I didn't just keep myself around Manchester where I live. I'd go much farther than 30 minutes. You know, I'd go 3 hours outside of Manchester to work with particularly buyers, because that's my specialty, is helping people relocate to the Free State, working with home buyers. They don't know anything about New Hampshire, but I'm the local expert. And then the other thing to your point is that I've just been very involved in the whole Liberty community here. You know, I've been elected to the House of Representatives 4 times.
Yeah, I want to talk about that because I wasn't sure how many times. So you're not just a House representative. You are a successful representative. You've been elected 4 times concurrently, right?
I actually took a break. I was elected in 2010 and 12, and I took 4 years off and been back the last 2 terms. So I took a break in between.
And I definitely want to talk about what's going on in the legislative term, but I want to finish up one thing, is that a lot of people think that you need a real estate agent specifically for buying a house or selling a house. And that's true, and it's not a bad idea, especially, you know, I mean, you can advise them better than I can, and I will ask them some questions about that. But what about renting? Can you help people who want to come to the state and rent?
Sure, we're happy to help with that. We get a lot of inquiries. It's not our bailiwick. You know, we don't specialize in that, but we can definitely put people in touch with property management companies, leasing agents. I know a lot of landlords around the state who love to have liberty-minded tenants, and often we'll do that off-market by connecting them. So, yes, people can give us a call at Porcupine Real Estate, and we'll do our best to point them in the right direction for finding a rental. Because a lot of our clients want to rent first, get a feel for the state, get to figure out where they want to live and where they spend their spare time before purchasing a home. And I think that's a wise approach.
Is now a good time to buy a house, or should one, wait? I don't know. I mean, I can see that I've been told it was a seller's market 2 months ago, but I'm not sure if it's turning. I see things that make me indicate that that might be an indication.
It is slowing down. Interest rates have gone up for mortgages, and that's going to have a chilling effect on the market. But we still have an unmet demand in New Hampshire, where the demand outstrips the supply by a large amount. There's a shortage of inventory, so-called, not as many houses for sale. So we're not seeing the rapid increase in prices that we did first quarter, second quarter this year or last year, but still, it's still a seller's market, and it's a great time to sell, just a little bit more difficult to find a place.
And what do you recommend for people who are, you know, having a difficult time? Maybe they're looking for, they've got finance, you know, they're trying to get financing or whatever the situation is, because I know that cash buyers just come in and swoop in and buy houses, and then what?
And frankly, it's hard to compete against cash buyers. We're even having buyers, home buyers, waive the inspections contingency, which I think is crazy.
It sounds nuts to me.
It sounds nuts, you know, and my job as a buyer's agent
is to... What does this mean?
When you buy a house and you don't know what's wrong with it.
Yeah, when you purchase a home, you typically have a couple of contingencies in the purchase agreement, and one of them is for home inspection, which means if you have the home, you have the home inspection done, if they find something that wasn't disclosed or something that's a really bad, like a failed septic system or a leaky roof or something like that, then you can renegotiate the deal or back out.
Okay.
But some buyers now are waiving that. They're so desperate to purchase a home.
Wow.
It's unfortunate.
That definitely seems risky.
Yes, it's absolutely risky, but a lot of our buyers are willing to do it. They'll say, you know, what's the worst thing that could happen? Maybe the worst thing is, for example, you need a new septic system, and that's $30,000, but maybe they're willing to bite the bullet on that just to get a home.
And also another reason that people might do it is because the dollar's being devalued at a breakneck speed, and their concern is that next year this same house is going to cost $75,000 more, so I might as well take the risk in this circumstance. I can see why they're doing it. It's just, it leaves me breathless. Like I feel like there's constriction in my lungs when somebody talks about buying a house without an inspection contingency. Are you kidding me? It scares me.
Yeah.
Well, people do risky and stupid things all of the time, and I can't blame people for wanting to get out of the USD, and real estate seems like a relatively safe bet against the collapse of the USD, because your house, it will be your house.
You can always live in it.
Yes. I mean, if the USD actually, you know, collapses, it may become a situation where they can't actually keep their house because you've got marauders or something like that. But barring some catastrophic event like that, real estate is a solid investment or a solid store of value. And you're also a state representative, and we're going to talk about that, including some of the stuff that's going on in the state house here. We are at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. There's more coming up here at Free Talk Live. We'll be right back.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs? Truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live at the Porcupine Freedom Festival here. Day three is getting started. It's still on day two for us, but the crowd here is phenomenal. and I suspect by this time tomorrow it's going to be even bigger. You probably can't make it if you don't already have tickets or you're not already on your way, but there's still ForkFest at ForkFest.Party if you want to come up for that. It's Aria and Mark here sitting down with Mark Warden of Porcupine Freedom's PorcupineRealEstate.com. I'm so used to saying Porcupine Freedom Festival that that just almost rolled right off the tongue. But you're from Porcupine Real Estate, and you're also a state representative four times
elected. Can you explain the porcupine thing to people who may not understand what porcupines are all about?
I don't think we ever have, no.
Well, let's do it. So the idea, the official animal of the Free State Project is the porcupine. And the reason is
it's the official animal of the libertarianism, right?
I think the libertarianism adopted it from the Free State Project because it's just such a good... Oh, yeah. I'm telling you that's the case.
I'm telling you you're wrong.
Okay. You can, if you'd like. We've been here, and we've been porcupines for a long time.
The Libertarian Party has existed since the 70s?
1971.
Yeah.
And they did not have the porcupine as their symbol. They were using the Statue of Liberty for well into the first half decade of the Free State Project. And then they saw the porcupine, liked it, and it works. It really works. Because it's a relatively peaceful animal, unless you are a corn farmer. but if messed with, obviously, it can only act in defense. And that's what we love about it.
It just wants to be left alone.
Yep. Left alone to eat people's vegetables.
I don't know anything about porcupines. I have to stand correctly. Well, I don't know. It's unclear. 2006 was when libertarians started using the porcupine.
That sounds right.
So it was inspired by the logo of the Free State Project. So presumably, yes, it would appear that the porcupine did originate with the Free State Project, which is surprising to me. I didn't know that.
No, that's good. So, now everybody's learning something.
Yeah, very cool.
Yeah.
I did know they burn a wooden effigy of a porcupine here every year, analogous to like Burning Man or something like that, except
now that
significantly
was stolen from
smaller.
Burning Man.
Yes. Well, clearly that was, you don't burn effigies of things without it being inspired by Burning Man at this point. I mean, it's just, Burning Man is a cultural phenomenon.
We burned witches at Halloween. We would have a bonfire with a straw witch. That was well before Burning Man.
You practiced burning?
I guess we did.
Heretics?
Yeah, I guess we did.
This was normal. Speaking of hating kids.
I didn't think much about it, but I guess this normalizes the burning of witches, I guess.
I don't know if I'd go that far, but okay.
All right.
So we're here with Mark Warden of Porcupine Real Estate and, you know, Free State Project fame, and four times elected House representative. So this year has been a weird legislative session as far as I can tell, or at least there's been some novel bills coming through. There were three or four different bills related to the legalization of cannabis, at least one related to the legalization or decriminalization of psilocybin cubensis, and then, of course, CACR 32, which was the bill that would have allowed the state of New Hampshire's voters to vote about whether or not the state would secede from the United States. So it's been an unusual legislative session. The one that I saw that caught my attention was someone drafted a bill about how to properly pull submerged logs out of a river. And, like, this was a bill related to that particular thing, and it just stunned me that someone, like, this is what that person was passionate about, right? That's what inspired them to run for office, is people are incorrectly pulling logs out of rivers.
So, what was the punishment for incorrectly pulling a log out of a river?
I didn't read the full text of the bill.
There's another bill that passed, and they had to make it legal for recreational scuba divers to pull out lobsters without a license or something like that.
Yeah.
I mean, we have all these arcane laws on the books, but the funny thing about New Hampshire is it's a citizen legislature. Everybody's a volunteer. Unlike other states where they pay their representatives salary, in New Hampshire we get paid $100 a year. So in effect, we're volunteers. And people write these very simple one-page bills for something simple like that, like logs in a river. It's pretty
funny. I think that is really what New Hampshire can claim. Why they're the freest state is because basically we don't have this lawyer industrial complex that other states have. Unsuccessful lawyers in 45 states. The unsuccessful lawyers want very badly to get into the legislature because they're going to get a regular paycheck, and they're going to get they're going to be able to help their buddies in this area they're passionate with, which is writing crap down and punishing people for violating it. And New Hampshire just doesn't quite have that. We certainly have a group of lawyers, but they at the very least work for the citizen legislature.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not entirely clear on how bills work in the state of New Hampshire, but so correct me if I'm wrong, but don't they originate in the House, and if they're successful there, they go on to the Senate?
Both bodies can originate bills.
Okay.
But we have so many more people in the House that you have House legislators who will sponsor bills, and typically every year we have about 1,000 bills that work their way through the legislature.
Good Lord.
It's ridiculous. And
so this
says
is what the NHLA is all about.
700 of those are House bills, and maybe 300 are Senate bills. And then the vast majority of those get killed on their respective side, and the few that remain pass over to the other body, and they do some negotiations, hammer out the details, and then it goes to the governor. But yeah, then you mentioned the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance. This is an all-volunteer organization that's unique to New Hampshire, where we have a lot of people who actually read the bills and then give them a liberty score, a rating, if you will, positive or negative against freedom and liberty. And they hold the legislators accountable by seeing how they vote and keeping track of all their votes on these bills.
That's right. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, in addition to doing that, they rank each representative each year, don't
they? Yeah,
they
give you a score, like a letter score like you're in school, yeah. A, B, C, D, E, F.
Yep.
And then there's even one called, beyond, worse than F, is constitutional threat.
CT.
CT,
yeah.
CT, wow. Yeah. And unfortunately, there are plenty of people who do that, who earn that.
What would, by your estimation, what's a Liberty rep? A B? A B plus? An A minus?
I'm happy with a B plus.
Okay.
Yeah.
I too am a B plus man. So how many legislators would you call, liberty friendly, B plus, whatever terminology you like to use?
Love that question. This year, this past 2 years, this cycle, there are roughly 400 state reps. I mean,
yep.
That's the most that you can have, but some people die or move out of town. But let's say of the 400, we had about 205 Republicans. So we were in the majority. 185 or so Democrats. So no Democrat is going to get a good liberty score.
Generally not. There have been a handful.
I saw Michael Garcia the other night, and he was one of the rare exceptions. But of the, let's say, the roughly 200 Republicans, there are about 80 of us who are what we call the House Freedom Caucus, who would be an
80
A
out of the 200.
B plus or better. It's
yep.
Fantastic.
Right. So, I mean, now you're talking about a full-on 20%, easy 20%, maybe 25%, depending on how you want to count them. Because there's a lot of legislators that just don't show up, right? You know.
Yeah, sure. Of the entire House, and we're more than a third of our majority.
Now this
so we can really throw our weight around. We did these last 2 years.
This is what I love about New Hampshire is the liberty veto. Now, obviously, it's not a legislative veto in so much as these reps decide what legislation makes it and what doesn't.
New Hampshire is certainly unique in that regard, so you should still come out and hang out with us at ForkFest. Find out more at ForkFest.party. There's more coming up here. It is Free Talk Live.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Fed Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell is spending some time up on Capitol Hill testifying before the Senate Banking Committee. This after the Fed Reserve approved the biggest interest rate hike in almost three decades. When it comes to inflation being at a 40-year high, President Biden contends we have inflation due to Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Paul was asked by Republican Senator Bill Hagerty from Tennessee if Russia's invasion of Ukraine is the main catalyst behind high inflation.
Would you say that the war in Ukraine is the primary driver of inflation in America?
No, inflation was high before, certainly before the war in Ukraine broke out.
U.S. Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm says rising gas prices are a worldwide problem. Graham once again calling on big oil companies to worry more about consumers and less about shareholders. USA Radio News. New numbers out show the housing market may be cooling.
Fresh news from the National Association of Realtors showed that the spring selling season was slow this year, with sales in May down 8.6% from last year, yet mortgages and rents continue to rise. Redfin Real Estate Brokerage Chief Economist Daryl Fairweather this week says the housing market has a lot of room for improvement.
It's not really good for anybody that housing is the way it is in this country. There's a lot of market inefficiencies, things like NIMBYism, also just like the way that we tax land and property is not as efficient as it could be, which means that we don't build as many homes as we probably should be to meet demand. We underbuild.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Game 4 of the Stanley Cup Finals is tonight, with the Lightning hosting the Avalanche. The puck drops at just after 8 o'clock Eastern Time on ABC. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live, and I want to tell you about Bitcoin.com. It is the best place to go to learn about cryptocurrency. If you're new to the subject, if you're curious about cryptocurrency, don't just dive into it like one of these lunatics out there buying an NFT. Actually learn about it first, so head on over to Bitcoin.com. Click Getting Started at the top of the page. It just takes a few minutes to learn about this important world-changing technology. There's a number of videos there. Just take 3, 4, or 5 minutes out of your day to learn about the basics. You can dig as deeply into this technology as you want, but don't just go out there and buy an NFT of some stupid rock or something like that and think you're going to make a bunch of money. Learn what this stuff actually is and don't buy an NFT in the first place, but that's a different subject. Bitcoin.com, that's where you want to go. And if you do already know about cryptocurrency, head on over to news.bitcoin.com to stay up to date on all of the news and headlines that are relevant to you, all on a sleek, easy-to-use modern website. That's news.bitcoin.com. With you today is Aria and Mark, and we're joined by Mark Warden of Porcupine Real Estate, or the House of Representatives, or New Hampshire Liberty Alliance. So which one of these projects would you like to be most closely identified with?
All of the above. Everybody that's moving to New Hampshire, the Free State Project, really just has to contribute and be involved in the community and volunteer. So I've just tried to find places where I resonate with the work, and I've always been interested in politics, so it's been a good one. And by the way, you read an ad for Bitcoin. When I ran for state rep back in 2012, and I won, I was the first legislative candidate in the country to accept Bitcoin contributions.
It's true.
For my campaign.
That.
I knew.
Wow.
Yeah, I remember Mark and Ian probably remember that, but your listeners won't. So that was pretty cool. Yeah, we do a lot of cutting-edge stuff in New Hampshire from a very liberty-oriented perspective.
Certainly. Well, I would not have. Well, I guess someone had to be first. I'm glad it was someone here in New Hampshire. I'm glad it was you. Congratulations on that. So tell us about some of these zanier stuff that's going on in the legislative session. Mark said you want to talk about flying cars. I mentioned the log thing that came to my attention. Because when all of these LSRs first got released, I went through. They just had a little short text here about what the bill was basically about. Some of them didn't have any text whatsoever. Some of them didn't. So I just went through finding out, you know, what is the House of Representatives going to be voting on? Some of the things were really, really stupid, like the recovering submerged logs bill or whatever it was. And some of them were horrifying, like allowing conversion therapy. Some of them were less innocuous, like legalizing, decriminalizing medical marijuana. Or I think medical marijuana is already legal in New Hampshire. It's very vague. Marijuana is decriminalized in New Hampshire, whatever that means. So what is this flying cars thing? Because I think at this point we should have flying cars. It would make everyone safer. And I realize to the average person who doesn't like to think, they think, no, God, flying is going to be way less safe than, you know, driving a car. But there's a lot more space there for people to not have accidents. And there's zero pedestrians in the sky. So Sarah in New Mexico, if you're listening, that should make you happy. Flying cars means no pedestrians getting run over.
Absolutely. You don't have the traffic congestion where people are sitting there idling their engines. I mean, you're direct from point A to point B. It's very fuel efficient.
It is. And flying is so much faster. I learned this, you know, with two-seater planes and stuff like that. Like, flying from here, Lancaster, back to Keene, New Hampshire, would take maybe 30 to 45 minutes versus driving, which is almost a three-hour ordeal.
Also, the you know, the path from point A to point B is relatively simple to navigate, in so much as it can be done by robots as opposed to humans.
Well, it's essentially a straight line most of the time.
Well, you got to get up there and get and that sort of thing. But I mean, you know, you, as long as you're above the power poles and the trees, there's not much to hit. And
except other flying cars.
Well, yes, and presumably
keep your eyes open.
The computers are working with each other to figure out where the other flying cars are and these sorts of things. But
the flying car is a real thing. They're in beta testing. There's some in Europe, a couple European brands. There's one American brand. But a friend of ours named Keith Ammon, who's a state representative in New Hampshire, is very interested in that space. He has his own pilot's license. And he got passed in the legislature basically a bill that will allow these vehicles to run on the roads in New Hampshire. They look like cars, but they have foldable wings. The wings fold up and fold out, and they don't have to go very fast, just about 100 miles an hour before they can take off.
And that's pretty good.
They can take off and land either on a runway or even on a street. But the idea is they drive like a car when the wheels are folded down, but they don't have all the safety equipment that a car does that's required by, you know, USD, whatever the alphabet soup transportation authority is.
So these are going to be legal in New Hampshire?
Well, he got to be legal to drive these in New Hampshire. As long as you're licensed, as long as the vehicle's licensed by the FAA, they figure that's safe enough, and then they waive the requirement that you have the appropriate safety features of a car.
And remember that any vehicle that has three wheels also doesn't ascribe to all the rules that cars do too. And
I used to have one of those. Fun fact.
What'd you have?
It was a Snyder. It was an American company. It was a 2012 Snyder.
Okay.
There's a reason they went out of business.
Okay. Was that great?
No, it was a piece of crap.
Okay.
I mean, it worked and it got like 95 miles per gallon, but it was very basic, and you never quite felt like it wasn't going to fall apart.
I'm on the list for one of those Apteras, so I'm excited about this new car space, too.
Well, these things, brand new, were like $6,000. So, I mean, you're,
that's cheap.
Yeah, you're not buying a, you know, Ferrari.
Right. Indeed. So is this the, do you have much hope for this? I mean, are there a bunch of people waiting in line in order to be able to use New Hampshire roads as runways or what?
Dude, I'm absolutely, consider me first in line.
Well, absolutely. The thing is, it's legal now, so we just need the technology to catch up with this allowed use. But actually in Nashua, they have a small airport in Nashua, New Hampshire, where they're test flying these vehicles. So they're coming.
I don't even live far from an airport. So even if I had to take off and land from an airport, do I have to have a pilot's license to use one of these, or would a ordinary driver's license work?
That they had a lot of fun debates and questions like this during the hearings on this legislation.
See, that's why I love you ask a crazy-ass question like that. It's like the House
If you're flying, you definitely have to have an FAA pilot's license if you're flying. Yep. That's way more important than
but
the driver's license.
But you can drive the car with regular driver's license. So as long as you don't take off, you're fine.
You don't really need a pilot's license. Well, I guess legally you do need a pilot's license in order to fly a plane. You're just not commonly asked for that when you contact airports and stuff like that. So, but how would getting pulled over work? If you were like, would they send out a helicopter and follow me back to an airport? And then it's very bizarre. And I look forward to it. I hope that we eventually dial that back where you just have to have some sort of driver's license, because I don't know what the hoops are to get a pilot's license through the FAA, but it seems like it's probably pretty extensive and pretty expensive.
Yeah, we'll have to have Representative Ammon call in to the show and give us the details on all the rules on these things. But the point is that New Hampshire is ahead of a lot of the states on pushing the boundaries, removing limitations, restrictions on people's lives, and you know, we'd like to be at the vanguard for that.
What's some of the best stuff as far as freedom legislation goes in the last two terms? I know you've been elected the last two terms.
Yeah, just basically cutting the budget was a gift to taxpayers. We cut the budget by $1 billion. It was the most conservative budget in the entire United States.
What's the percentage of cut from the previous cut?
About 10%.
Yeah.
Reduction.
I remember there was a 12% cut previously. Yeah.
That's right. Back in 2011, we cut it 12%.
Who can say that about their state?
No, but everywhere
else.
Ladies
and gentlemen, listen. Are you listening right now? Who of you can say, yo, yeah, my state cut its budget? I don't know the answer to that, but I'll bet not many.
Very few. I think we're the only one in the entire United States that actually cut the state spending from cycle to cycle. It's pretty amazing. But we're also at the cutting edge of cryptocurrency, because we have so many small L libertarian or liberty leaning state representatives in New Hampshire. They put in a bill that got passed to keep the banking commission from regulating money transmitters. So if you're a money transmitter using cryptocurrency, you know, sending it to remittances, the banking commission doesn't touch it. So that's pretty awesome. And then we've also worked with the state of Wyoming, where they've passed really good legislation to bring stuff to New Hampshire. And that what that ended up being was a study commission to study the entire blockchain technology industry.
Thanks so much for your service, Mark Warden. PorcupineRealEstate.com. If you want to come to New Hampshire and buy a house, that's where you want to go. PorcupineRealEstate.com. Thank you so much for joining us, Mark. There's more coming up here from Porkfest 2022. It is Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival, day three here, and it is actually day three, and I know I'm going to keep screwing things up like that because we try to get ahead, but it is actually day three here. A bit overcast, a little bit chilly. Mark, you have a jacket. Ernie, you have a hoodie, and of course, I'm Aria with Mark here.
Bare shoulders, and you're making me cold looking at you.
And we are joined by Ernie Hancock, and I'm sure you've got stuff going on that you want to talk about, and I absolutely want to get into it, but I specifically asked you to hang around this morning after you did your show, and that's because two things happened yesterday. Now, for those who listen to the show and have been listening for a long time, they will know that there's one issue I absolutely hate discussing, and I'm the least likely among the hosts to bring in show prep that's about it, and that's being trans.
Okay.
It's not something I enjoy talking about, just like I don't enjoy talking about the Crypto Six, right? Everyone wants to ask me about the Crypto Six. It's like my least favorite subject. Right. Like, can we not talk about the federal trial I have impending, please, and the possibility of federal prison? Ask me how my day is going, maybe.
It was better before you asked me.
Right, yes. Right.
So, I mean, there are just some issues that they're just part of my lives, and they're things that I just are part of my lives and are not particularly conversation-worthy, but I understand why they're conversation-worthy to other people. That said, two things did happen yesterday that I wanted to discuss. It's been weighing heavily on me.
Okay.
So I don't want to discuss trans stuff, but I feel like I need to get this weight off of me. That seems to be the best way of going about it. Now, the first thing we can't really talk about because the person it happened with isn't willing to talk about it on the air. I wanted to get this person on the air with us to hash this out. And I think it says a lot about their motives that they're not willing to talk about it in a public forum. But this is someone who changed their gender identity on their license to female, and they're claiming to be a woman, and they're sporting a full beard, and absolutely nothing about them has changed.
Right. Nothing's changed. Full beard.
They self-identified woman because they can check the box. Done.
Well, yeah, as I understand it,
he hasn't asked me to use female pronouns.
Right.
As I understand it, he just changed his gender.
Do I know
license.
This person? Or
yes.
Probably. You describe them. I've seen them.
Yeah, you know this person. I don't want to name them on the air. I will name them during the break because you certainly know
them.
Are
they wearing the scarf and earrings? Guides? It doesn't matter. Whatever.
So it's frustrating to me because the reason that I didn't understand it, that this person did this, was because it's so easy, right? And the point he made yesterday was that, you know, conservatives have this fear that people can just check a box or whatever and get their registration changed to female, and then they can use the women's restroom or get all the, quote, benefits of being a woman without actually, you know, transitioning or anything like that. So it robs me a little bit.
Well, I think people can do that.
Well,
that's...
clearly he did that.
Right.
But fulfilling conservatives' worst fears about transgenderism is not doing the trans community any favors.
Well, and what was the purpose? Was it just because he could and be a butthead? Is he transitioning? Is he, you know, one of the initials in the LB whatever the hell or something? I mean, what were we talking about?
As I understand it, the person did it just to be a pain and is not transitioning, has no intention of transitioning.
Well, was it to be supportive of the, you know, trans people, or to make fun of them, or to make fun of conservatives? What was the point?
I don't know how it could be not making fun of trans people. And that was sort of the issue that we got into yesterday. He didn't see it that way.
Well, it may have been the issue, but not the people. I mean, what was his stated reason why he did it? Or her did it, or whatever?
Because of conservatives and their fear that this sort of thing will happen. And to me, that doesn't make any sense. So because you think conservatives are being silly about X happening, and you think it's unlikely, so you're going to go out and do X to presumably prove to them that it won't happen. I don't understand the logic there, and I would love to hash this out with the person, but it doesn't seem like it's going to happen. The other thing that happened was yesterday there was the NH Independence panel, and on it, there was some guy that Mark ended up encountering who wanted to be on the show. And so Mark said, come on by. And I happened to come by the booth at one point. And the guy was talking to Mr. Penguin, Chris Wade, who's on the show with us, I think, on Friday nights. And he said something to the effect of, Chris said something to the effect of, well, Arya's right there. She can get you on right now. And I said, yeah, let's do it. And without even looking at me, without even turning his head in my direction, without even acknowledging my existence, the guy says, no, I just want to be on with Mark. So I was like, well, what do you mean? You don't want to be on with me at all? He goes, I just want to be on with Mark. So I said, well, you don't get to be on then. So that's it. That's your options here. Now, sure, if you given me a good reason, I could understand. Like, Carla 2 years ago didn't want to be on with me, and it had nothing to do with me being trans. It had to do with me trolling her Senate campaign. So I get it. Didn't hold that against her. But the guy yesterday, what was so remarkable about it was that he was wearing an NHExit.us hoodie. And I don't know if he's aware of this or not, but I was one of three driving forces behind NHExit and the secession CACR32.
But does he know Mark?
I don't know. I don't think so.
So you think he didn't want to be on you because of your whatever color hair that is?
Well,
what is that color?
I can't imagine any other reason. I mean, well, we agree.
What is the color of the hair? You,
it's just red.
Fire red.
Yeah.
So he's going, yeah, I think I'll decline because of your...
I'm assuming it's because I'm trans. I can't imagine any other reason
it was that?
Because he's sporting NHX and stuff. I mean, he wants to talk about NHX independence.
Why would you assume that he wouldn't want to be on because you're trans?
Why wouldn't he? I mean, what other reason could he possibly have? We're both libertarians.
Mark, he wants to date him for all I know.
We're both libertarians here at the Liberty Festival. We're both supporters of NHX independence.
That both of these, your assumptions are true, and that these people are fictitious, right? Like, you haven't named their names, so it doesn't particularly matter. There's certainly somebody amongst the 3,500 people that are going to be at Porkfest throughout the Porkfest throughout the whole 2 week period. One of them certainly would refuse to do the show with you because of your trans aspect, and one of them would go ahead and change their gender on their license just to be a troll. Let's stipulate and presume that those are the reasons.
Sure.
And now, what's your question for me?
I don't particularly have a question for you.
Feel bad? You're upset?
I don't know about upset, but it's a, like I said, there's a weight on my chest regarding these issues that I wanted to get off. Like, the first example, who we're not going to name for obvious reasons,
Because they're fictitious.
Yeah. Well, he insists that he is a woman, right? He's not giving up the con. He's going all in. And if you ask this person what gender they are, they're going to say woman as they stand there with a full beard and absolutely nothing changed about them
whatsoever.
Well,
this is one of the things that kind of pisses me off about the whole trans thing. Not you. The trans thing, right? Like that any jackass can go ahead and say, I'm a woman. And if they go through and they fill out the government paperwork, then you're going to have to go along with it.
See,
and
I don't care about the government paperwork.
I hear you. But what I'm saying is I don't care about that. Now, if somebody provides to me value, then what I consider is using your pronouns, I'm using air quotes here, using your pronouns to be providing value. If I'm going to make the effort to go ahead and use special pronouns and those kind of things, somebody needs to provide me value. And if they don't, then I'm not going to bother with them. I just don't care enough.
I think the issue...
Can I be in that? Can I raise my hand?
Yeah, go ahead.
You know, am I allowed to care? To not care?
Absolutely.
I just don't. I thought that's what we were going for. It didn't matter. That's kind of what Mark's saying.
The pronouns are all about making someone else care, and that's the thing. You have to care this way. You have to care care for me in my way, and that's the thing. It's beyond me. I'm old. I'm too old. I checked out before this all happened. So with Aria, I can do it. And with some friends that I have met who've made the effort, like they're wearing skirts, they're growing their hair out, they're doing things that says, that in fact this gender dysphoria thing I've been told about, that I presume is true, that it's... they appear to have it, right?
See, that's the thing. You mentioned gender dysphoria. I think the terminology now is gender identity disorder, but it doesn't matter. It's the same thing.
Gender
right?
What disorder?
Gender identity disorder. And that's
important to change it.
That's the condition where one's birth sex doesn't align with the gender that they choose to identify as or that they feel they identify as, whatever terminology, right? That's what gender
I wish to that week for whatever political conjure up.
That's where they check out.
No, if they're doing it for that reason, they don't have gender identity disorder, right? This is a thing.
This is one thing.
Well, there's a reason.
Hold on, because we're about to go out to disorder before you can actually identify. Well, you're not disordered enough to be trans. I mean, you got to be careful what you say here,
No, you can certainly be disordered enough. That's the way that it works, though. Gender identity disorder is diagnosed as one's birth sex not corresponding to their gender identity. That's the illness, and that is an illness, right? The treatment for that is to become trans and to transition. Now, someone sitting there saying that, they're transitioning, they're a woman now without gender identity disorder, that's where they screw up. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100.
shopsupertea.com.